I think there's a couple of reasons to start off with. First, the provisions or bills are really, in many ways, are Republican reactions to the federal employee union support for Democrats. I mean, this is a very political issue, and I think federal employees know that. I think unions know that, and unions obviously have been fighting back. But I think the second part, and I think this is the bigger reason, is many lawmakers are building off the president's deficit commission, which separated the two issues. The commission recommended replacing three workers with two through attrition, but it also recommended cutting the number of contractors by 10%. And I think the fact is that they didn't lump these two together is causing some confusion on Capitol Hill of what, who or what really makes up the federal workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Stephen Lynch is the ranking member of the Federal Workforce Subcommittee that held the hearing today on right-sizing the federal workforce. He made the point that the bills and the committee should focus on both types of federal employees, contractors and career staff.
We are ignoring 80% of the cost. We are completely ignoring the contractor side of this equation. 10.5 million people, and we are instead focusing on 2.5 million federal employees. It strains the limits of credibility to ignore 80% of our cost, instead to point finger of blame on federal employees.
So Lynch said that OMB wants agencies to save about $40 billion by reducing the use of high-risk contracts by the end of this year. We've talked about this several times. There's been several reports by Dan Gordon and others. He says that these two bills that are out there, and then several others, but these two specifically at the hearing today, one of them would only save $15 billion over 10 years by reducing the federal workforce through attrition. So really, he says, Lynch says, the more immediate and higher savings really are in the contractor workforce. Now, Lynch's take on this issue seems to actually have resonated with Republican members. Dennis Ross is the subcommittee chairman. He says the government must reassess its relationship with contractors just as it's reassessing its workforce. And Cynthia Loomis, who's the sponsor of the Federal Workforce Reduction Act of 2011, which actually would require agencies to hire one new employee for every two that left through retirement or other attrition at all agencies except for DOD, Homeland Security and Veterans Affairs, agreed that contractors must be part of the discussion as well. I caught up with Loomis after the hearing about Lynch's comments.
He does have a valid point in that it only addresses a portion of the issue. I would be happy to work with Congressman Lynch to address the contractor portion as well. As we have to cut federal programs, if they are programs that are served by contracts, that we should allow the contracts to expire.
All right. Now, there's something here, though, that I got to ask you about. This bill would require agencies to hire one for every two people that leave, except at the three biggest agencies in government,
right?
DOD, Homeland Security, and VA.
66% of the federal civilian workforce.
So what?
And that's part of the problem that many of the Democrats had on this committee, who said, we're missing the point here, and the bigger idea is it's not just the federal workforce, it's the contractors, too, because that's where a lot of the money is going. And we'll talk about it in a little bit.
Okay.
About Jerry Connolly, the congressman of Virginia, had some interesting things to say about it.
All right. Is this debate only about the size of the federal workforce, or are we getting to the idea of doing more with less means we actually do less if we're going to have less people to do the work?
You're absolutely right. I think the Democrats and the employee unions say it should be a broader discussion than just an across the board reduction or cut to federal workers, and that's what this bill says is necessary. William Dugan is the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees.
If all we're interested in doing is saving money and we're not looking at the consequences of slashing budgets or doing away with a certain percentage of the workforce and not accounting for the work that's not going to be done or the reduced delivery of services to the taxpayers, I mean, that doesn't ever seem to be a part of any discussion when we talk about either cutting the salaries or freezing wages or right-sizing or downsizing the workforce through attrition or whatever other means. There's no accountability for what's the impact of the services. What is it that we're not going to do or that we're going to do less of? And nobody seems willing to make decisions on that. And that's the concern that I have.
Now, Dugan says reducing the number of federal workers, but not addressing how much work the agencies will doing will actually end up costing the government more. He says agencies will hire contractors to get that work done. Mm-hmm. They still, if you have the three things to do and you only have enough people to do two things,
right,
well, your first inclination, agencies, is to go out and hire contractors.
Right.
We saw that at the Homeland Security Department when they were getting stood up, for instance. Now, Subcommittee Chairman Ross says there is a need to be more flexible with how agencies work and what their employees do, but he did not come out and actually support the idea of downsizing agencies' missions and then making the workforce fit those needs of the agency. But as we saw yesterday, and we talked about this on your show at the Senate hearing on duplication across government, there's a lot of interest in reducing the large number of redundant programs, which then could lead to a reduction in how many people are needed to support the fewer programs.
All right. We're going to get information about these pieces of legislation on the bill tracker at federalnewsradio.com. What's the support look like here, though? I mean, are these things that are just going to be on the fringes, or are these things that look like they have a possibility to go somewhere?
I think as standalone bills, they don't have a lot of hope. I think that even if the House passes them, they're not going to get any. They're not going to come alive in the Senate in the least bit. But if they're attached to other pieces of legislation, appropriations bill mm-hmm. or other bills, that's where you can see some provisions sneak in. And because you veto the whole thing
right.
just based on this one provision, and I would say that's the likelihood.
Well, and we saw something like that in the defense authorization bill that passed the House today, a provision in there having to do with pay increases for people who get unacceptable rating or whatever the lowest possible rating is
right.
performance. On performance reviews.
We're still trying to find out if that actually made it through. That's one of those issues where you go, okay, did it or didn't.
Yeah.
You know, cybersecurity is another one everyone seems to agree on, yet that didn't make it through.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff as always. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller.